This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Murphy's Law Radio Show. Trust us, just follow the bouncing ball.
Murphy's Law on your Monday afternoon, driving you home. We still haven't got a little catchphrase there, have we?
Well, I think we did have one. But
how slow off the mark are you? Tim's been saying to us, you've got 30 seconds left, 20 seconds left.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Will you find your headphones when we're just going well and truly into
it? I thought something's weird. I'm not sure what's weird. But I didn't have any headphones, so I couldn't hear anyone.
Nor a microphone in your mouth.
Good afternoon, Dollface. Good afternoon, Timothy.
Oh, we're back for another round.
We are. Ding, ding. They haven't kicked us out yet.
No, well, look, I'll be the first to say that I felt like, because I couldn't find a poo story last week, that I let the team down.
You did.
Yeah,
you...
However, I've been able to find one today.
Oh, God.
Coming up after 5 o'clock, I've got a doozy. Absolute doozy.
Dear, oh,
and mind you, we are true to form because we have said to the people that you're going to get a lot of sex doll talk, poo talk. What was the other one?
Penises.
Penises, yeah. And we've got all of that on the show this afternoon.
Have we?
We had a choice between getting like Delta Goodrum on and a few other celebrities and we said no. We said no to all that.
We just
rubbish.
Like to have gutter talk, thanks.
We just thought, get in there with a couple of red hot stories.
How's
about
how's everyone's week's been?
Well, it's hard because we do the weekend.
Yeah, that's right. How's everyone's weekend?
Yeah, pretty good.
I had a cracking weekend.
Did you?
I absolutely did. You know what? I took your advice, Dean, and I went and saw Love, Simon.
How good is it?
And it is... brilliant.
I'm still talking about it.
It is.
I've downloaded
amazing.
The playlist.
Oh,
it's great.
You?
Yeah. I do it on my little walks around the street.
Oh, I need to go and watch this
thinking
movie.
Thinking if only I love Simon. Like, Simon loves Simon.
Sometimes you make yourself sound really creepy. I don't know whether you know that.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law on your Monday. There she is. Buongiorno, Steminobi.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
I don't know whether it helps that you put an accent on.
I just try and make out that I know what I'm talking about. But anyway, she was apparently the 2015 Eurovision entry for Serbia that came 10th in the grand final. Now, I don't know about you, but 10th, does anyone remember the 10th?
Oh, that's a good question.
There ain't no second prize, that's for sure, in Eurovision.
Well, there'd be clearly no prize.
No,
for
I'm
10.
Just sort of thinking about it then. I've watched bits and pieces of Eurovision
they
over the last
like
few
the
years.
They make it like the Olympics, don't they? It's
I
like
think
they
it
have
is.
A million. No, I know. And look, I have to confess. Actually, I'm going to confess on behalf of the team here, listeners. This team don't really know a lot about Eurovision.
No, I'm not even going to betray that I do.
No.
I'm not going to make out that I actually even enjoy it.
I've seen two.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. About the same as I have.
I like Conchita West. I like it now that the Aussies are in it.
Yes.
You know, they've picked up a little bit of an audience base from me. Because I'll watch it when the Aussies perform.
Well, not last year. I thought that was pretty terrible.
Who was that?
That boy.
Oh, yeah, the one from X Factor thing.
I just don't understand why we're in it. It's Eurovision.
To pick up some more viewing audience.
No, well...
possibly. But guess what? Jessica Malloy this year is going to clean up. She's probably going to win it. You know that, don't you? Old Jess Malloy.
America's not in it, is my point.
Yeah.
Good.
Because it's not Europe. It's Eurovision.
Wow, that's the
understand.
Smartest thing that you've said all
anyway,
year.
No, I'm very excited, but poor Jess has had a bit of an incident in a rehearsal.
She's a stylist?
Gonna, no, wow.
Oh, dear.
Controversy. She's done a whiplash to her neck.
Yes. Wow.
She was doing her hair. What's that?
Choreography's got the best of her.
I flip my hair back and forth. And what is that song?
Yeah, that's the song.
Yeah, that one.
Is that the end of the story?
No, but I've pulled Jess. I hope she pulls through. It's going to be hard.
It could be tough performing with a neck brace.
No, she just – what's that thing she's doing on SBS at the moment with that stupid hand signal of the
heart? No. And see, last week when I mentioned it, you said, oh, do you know what station you're on? So now put your manners back in.
Oh, right, okay.
So we're big Eurovision supporters, but I just –
But guess what? After 5 o'clock, we've got Michael from Joy who's over there in Lisbon even as we speak.
Who can tell us.
Can tell us all the ins and outs.
What we need to know.
Maybe he'll shake us up a little bit and we'll become more inspired about actually
talking about it. A bit of an education.
Oh, I'm inspired. I tend to miss it.
I think all the songs – pretty much sound like Rocker Stedford's on acid.
Yeah. Yeah. Or anything by Steps.
Yes. Or anything by Steps. or was it S Club 7 with just two people in it?
Murphy's Law, where just about anything falls out of their mouths.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this afternoon. Now, who ripped off who there? Because that was Jason Derulo's If I'm Lucky. Now, if you listen to Shawn Mendes's There's
Mendes.
Nothing... Mendez's.
Well, you don't have to say is.
Song, There's Nothing Holding Me Back. It's exactly the same start. There you go, kids. There's a little bit of music knowledge for you.
You heard it here first.
Now, in the papers, I read this article yesterday and I don't know how I feel about it. It's basically discos for toddlers.
What? What?
Yes, I know. Cancel your Saturday night plans at home because the dance party of the century is here, they're calling it. I don't know how I feel about that. Oh. Originally from London, Big Fish, Little Fish is themed clubbing rave experience for families, providing craft and games areas as well as a fully licensed bar. Now, I just don't know how I feel about that. I don't know whether we need to introduce toddlers and kids to...
So it's adults and toddlers.
You'd be thinking in the business I'm in that I would be like, yeah, groom them early and get them in there. I don't know what I feel like. I don't know.
And I don't know about the term grooming.
grooming to become
party people. Again, you've made yourself
people.
Sound
That's what I've
really
meant.
Creepy.
You're making customers for life.
Right.
Your business is being set up.
Set up way back future. In the piece, in the future, brainwashing them. But anyway, they're going to do it, and they're doing it on the Gold Coast. Launched on the weekend. We should ring these dudes and find out how it went. Oh. Mr. Matheson is...
Matheson.
Isn't that his name?
Yeah, but it's Matheson. Not the way you say it.
Mr. Matheson.
Matheson.
Oh, okay. Sorry about
Oh, well.
That. He's I like this how thing called Big Fish, Little Fish.
I like how they've called it Big Fish, Little Fish. That was a dance move in the 90s.
Yeah. Do you think it's... Come on. Do you think it's a whole bunch of mums and dads who haven't been able to let go of the disco days?
Yeah, but see, the thing is, in my experience...
Is there a creche part? So they, you know, what happens? Are they going to get legless at the bar?
In my experience, the mums and dads that I know that have little people that they want to go to a disco, they also want to imbibe. So this can't be very responsible.
No, I don't think it's responsible at all. I want to get the Joyce's feedback on this, whether you think it's a good idea or not. And tell us, would you have liked to have gone to the disco early in the piece?
I am mad for a hot dad with a child.
Oh, actually, yes.
Oh, you've taken it to a whole new level.
Can just people without children go?
That's even become creepy.
Yeah, okay, right.
No, but if you went with your mates, had a baby and you all went to the disco.
Say that? I'm just here to perv on the dads. How do you prove that?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, you probably don't say it like that.
Is that where I'm going wrong? Oh, dear. I love your animals.
I know how much, Dean Murphy, you love a story about when animals strike back.
Yes, I do.
But I have one about an animal striking back against another animal because it's ever since, for the listeners, I have a cat called Willow who is directly descended from Soft Toys. It's not really feline at all. She's just like a big grey lump that sort of is like a teddy.
Eyes.
And big eyes. Anyway. And then I've recently become the proud owner of a wee poodle, 5-month-old, who thinks that it's really fun to just crash tackle the cat at full tilt all the time. Like, so the cat's just like, and she's bigger than
but
the cat.
But she crash tackles everything.
Yeah. So she's full tilt, but she doesn't understand the difference between dogs and cats. Like, she doesn't, and the cat is just barely coping with all this. Mind you, they sit together on the couch and sleep together, whatever. You can tell Willow's really annoyed a lot. So, we've got a doggy door. So both the pets go outside yesterday or a couple of days ago and they're outside and they can get back in, right? So next minute I hear Peppa just whimpering, like really upset that she can't get back in the house, like this. And I'm thinking, what is going on there? So I walk out and they're on the outside of the doggy door, because it's see-through, you can see it, is just Willow just sitting in front of the door,
blocking
the entrance. And because I didn't twig at first, and I'm like, Willow, come in. And I literally opened the flap and everything. I was like, come in. And she just looked at me like, no. And she just kept the dog out there for about 20 minutes.
Willow's a little bit like angry cat, but not as angry.
Yeah. You know? Just subtly sticking a middle
I love her.
Digit up at
Speaking
the dog.
Speaking of your dog, Peppa.
Peppa.
We went to a... I'm still trying to work out exactly how I got roped into it. But it was a beautiful day. But we went to the food truck. We went to a food truck festival.
Oh, yeah.
At Birrarung Ma.
Difficult to say, fun day out.
And when you get there, you think, oh, this is interesting, different, very culturally, you know, fantastic. But it's a food truck festival.
At the end of the day, it's food on the back of trucks.
Yeah, it's food. It's got some dodgy trucks in it, right? Anyway.
No, they were all heaven, but it's good. It's food,
some music
food,
and all that kind of stuff.
Which
and,
Dean's not a foodie.
Yeah.
And a lot of it I was like, well, I don't need to be eating that. I've had a big month in terms of calories. I should wind this thing back.
So you got to eat. So, you have to eat something. So I sent Anna off. I was minding the two dogs and I've got Pepper there and she's all over the place. Like she just wants to jump and...
Very excited.
Excited puppy. And while she was, Anna was away, she jumped up onto my lap and all of a sudden looked me in the eyes and I swear to God, I saw Barbara Streisand. She's got little cross eyes. She's got those little cross eyed things going on.
She has.
She looked like, and she was up on it, on her all fours, and she looked like a clown with Barbara Streisand eyes.
I actually do know exactly. I will put a photo up on Facebook because the thing is she's got these totally little round eyes, but they're quite close together.
They're close together. It's so true.
She looks,
Barbara Streisand. She's called Babs to me. Babs. Now. Pepper Babs.
Well, it's either that or I call her Dale because she's always out there digging holes.
Justin Bieber, 40 million followers. And I'm going to tell her one time. Murder's Law, over 140 Facebook likes. Now that's progress.
We really have to wait till next year for another Game of Thrones, by the way.
Is it next year?
Well, that's off topic.
Yes.
No, because winter is coming. I did that whole winter is coming, winter has come thing. No, you didn't understand?
Not if you don't watch it. No.
Oh, you don't watch it?
No.
Oh, that's right. You've got the attention span of a gnat. now, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, here we go. I've been waiting for this.
No, well, you know when your body just lets you down at times? Like, so I've had probably a bit of a full-on couple of months and been a bit stressed, like a lot of stress. Then all of a sudden, just things have started going a little bit pear-shaped. As I discussed with you all last week, I had the bung gum.
Yes.
The bung gum.
The bung gum.
The bung gum, which I didn't know. I thought I'd injured myself, but it was just an infection I'd had for 2 months. So, ew. Clearly, I haven't been kissing anyone because no one's told me I'm disgusting. But
oh, no, we have. You just haven't listened.
Right. Anyway, so what then transpired was... Then last, I don't even know why I'm telling you this story, but anyway, last week then my thumb just exploded, like got really sore.
What happened to your thumb, doll?
Well, it just got really sore. Like, I don't know if anyone's had it before in the corner, like in your nail bed, an infected nail bed, right? So great, feeling hot in my 45th year. Single lady. and we wonder why. Anyway, and so then I go around to see my friend the other day and I was actually doing a mercy mission for myself because I'd opened this chocolate log thing that I'd got for Christmas, like it was like a cakey type thing. I took one taste of it and I was like, that can't be in my home on my own. There's no way. I cannot afford those calories. I'll take them around to Gareth's, right?
So drove being your friend.
My friend. So yeah. I drove him around and I'm walking in at the door and I happened to turn and look over my shoulder at my park in the street and I thought to myself, oh, geez, you're a nasty piece of work. Have a look at the way you've parked because no one can get in behind you. Like there's heaps of space, right? And as I thought that, I went to town. I've got a coffee in my handbag. My shoe fell off and I tripped over the step and I landed on both my kneecaps and went flying into this person's door with my coffee, went all over the wall, all up the door, and I was just face planted on the ground, right? And the pain that went through my knees, I literally thought, oh, this is it. I've done myself. I'm going to have to go to hospital. I'm not going to be able to walk.
You'd like, put a dog down for less, wouldn't you?
So my friend does not react. He's let me in the building and it's like three floors up. And I'm on the second floor up, right? And he's not even opened the front door at this point. And I am just on the ground going, oh, making the worst noises coming out of me, like you would believe, going, oh, like this. And he finally comes out and he goes, oh my God, are you all right? And I couldn't talk. He's literally just walked down the stairs crying, laughing at me. I'm sprawled everywhere. He goes, you're like a 5-year-old. I don't know what to do with you.
Can you imagine when dementia finally kicks
no
in?
No
one's going to notice.
And the worst,
oh, she's been doing that old routine for years.
Yeah, so I'm rolling around and apparently the guy that lives in the apartment, he goes, you're so lucky he didn't open the door because he's hot. Can you just imagine this middle-aged
wreck,
hot mess on the ground?
Hot mess.
Well, no,
as she throws that in.
No, I don't mean as in hot.
Oh, right.
No, I meant flustered. Oh. You know, and it made it make it even worse that afternoon I went to the doctor's just to check about my thumb because I'd been on antibiotics, nothing was working. And she laughed at me as well. Like, you know, you're doing, you know, there's not a lot of good going on in your world.
No.
When your doctor cracks it, She had a little tear in her eye. She was laughing that much.
She's a true health professional, she is.
You are a wreck. But guess what? You never had to interview these guys, and that makes you really special.
I remember
when I had to interview, they're a Eurovision. They were in Eurovision. Something happened. They've disappeared off the face of the earth now. But Jed Wood, did anyone remember Jed Wood?
I remember, I had to
interview them on Joy a couple of years ago. Well, I couldn't put the interview to air because it was tragic. They were the most bizarre. I felt like I was interviewing High Five with just two of them. High Five. Everything was shiny. Now, Melbourne's full of really interesting people. We are blessed with interesting people, aren't we?
We sure are.
Wonder if you just listened to this show only.
This dude, Felix Zemdegs is his name. He's 22 years of age and he's just smashed his Rubik's Cube world record, solving the puzzle in 38 moves in just 4.22 seconds. 4.22 seconds.
That's ridiculous.
That's pretty good.
That is speed.
He just beat his previous record of 4.59 seconds, so he's getting better every year.
I can't do anything in 4.22 seconds.
Oh, you must be able to do something.
I don't even think I can pick up my phone in 4.22. Oh, that was one. That's
all right. I read that it takes 12 seconds to poo.
Not if you've been to the cafe I go to in the morning. No, you have their eggs. You'll be lucky to make it home in time. Just quietly.
Oh, my God.
No, it's 12 seconds.
Well, what on earth are all the men in the world in there for an hour and a half for?
Crickets. The only thing I could do quicker than that, I don't even know whether we can talk about it. No, I have to now.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
Well, in my old days.
Oh, God, careful.
In my straight days, shotgunning cans of beer.
Oh, I'm not sure what the...
3.8 seconds.
Really?
3.8?
Really? Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
I'd like to hear from Joyce's. What can you do in...
In under 4.22 seconds.
Under 4.22 seconds. Little Felix Zemdegs, who's been able to smash his own record, been able to solve the Rubik's Cube in 4.22 seconds.
4.22 seconds.
He stays up all the time. He barely ever sleeps. And he looks at two because he's only 22. And
you shouldn't. Very weather-beaten. You should do other things.
He looks very tired.
I don't even know if this is a valiant pursuit.
No.
But it's quick.
He doesn't know where it's going. He's got no goals or ambition. That's all he knows how to do. But we thought we'd throw it out there to the Joyces because I can't think. I mean, I could, I mentioned I could shotgun a can of beer.
I was struggling before the break to think of anything that I could do in 4.22 seconds, but I'm going to tell you, it took all of 4.22 seconds for me to take the skin off both knees and cover some stranger's front door in coffee and then land flailing legs akimbo. Like an awkward hippopotamus.
It's probably the quickest you've ever landed on your knees. I
look like I've been, on the job for a week.
Need to move on really quick. Angela from Eltham North has sent a message through.
She said the only thing I could do is sneeze. That's it. And some of my sneezes take longer than 4 seconds.
This one came through from Rachel as well.
Rachel says, sounds like the average time for a lesbian U-Haul.
We had a lovely message here from Ben too.
It said, hey, Anna and Dean. Gee, I've missed you both.
Thanks
for your time. Thanks for your time and sharing your stories. Enjoy, Ben. Thanks, I'm pretty sure the boys in here don't want me to share any more stories.
No, keep it coming. What can you do in under 4.22 seconds?
It's that time again. We head out to the roads. The Calder Freeway outbound is loose as a goose right now. Eastern Freeway outbound is like a toffee apple stuck in your teeth. The Monash Freeway outbound, there's no information, so I'm going to go with it's smooth sailing. Princess Freeway outbound, like chewing gum stuck in your hairs, and not the good hairs, the ones down below. Attala outbound, you guessed it, no information there either, so just make it up. And Westgate Freeway, it's like watching paint dry. Over to Disco D.
I just wish you'd had some time. Times in there.
I would like to know.
Could you just put some times in there as well?
I've never done times before. I was always like good or
yeah, easy. But if I'm in my car, I still, even though I think you're funny, I still want to know how long it's going to take me.
I don't understand how to say it.
If the caller is a loose goose.
Oh, 6 minutes.
Okay. I don't know if a loose goose is a good thing or a bad thing.
I will try and improve. I've got to admit, it wasn't feeling very inspired for that cross.
I'm going to ask the listeners.
We'll have some time.
Please ask the listeners, please give us some feedback around Anna's...
if you'd like Anna to continue doing the traffic, let us know, 0427.
I am being like a petulant child.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Anna Murphy, you know how we've had that guy there, did you hear that?
That guy.
That guy.
The voiceover guy.
Well, it's his birthday tomorrow.
Is it?
Yes.
Well, allow me to do this. Happy birthday to you.
Thought that was coming.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear voiceover guy. Happy birthday to you.
We've had lots of requests for the voiceover guy to do more stuff with us. So that's coming up during the course of the year.
They generally come through from the voiceover guy. However, oh, look, I like to give the people what they want. Clearly not the traffic.
Yeah, just stick with what you're good at. Do you know what, Melbourne people, Anna Murphy, we're fabulous.
We are.
But geez, we're sloppy.
Oh,
we're sloppy.
Why?
Well, according to the figures collated by Uber, Melbourne's passengers were the most forgetful in the nation, recording the most lost items.
We're busy being fabulous. We can't remember everything.
Those lost item belongings included about 5,400 mobile phones, 3,900 wallets, and 2,500 keys and key cards.
Yeah, but that's not the only thing.
No.
But weird things are left, like lingerie.
Exotic things, yes. There was also an 18-carat gold tobacco pipe, a container full of opals, and an electronic skateboard.
I find this hard to believe.
Container full of opals.
Who would have them?
I know, it's fabulous.
This is another thing can we throw out there. What have you left in an Uber? Because the lingerie thing struck a chord with me because one of my friends once, very late night out, and may have pashed the taxi driver. It was taxi days. It was before
you,
the
Uber.
No, it wasn't me. It actually wasn't me.
A friend of mine.
No, it actually wasn't me.
But she actually. In her gums.
No.
Was that before or after
I
the
am
gum?
Officially out of action at the moment.
Oh, no.
Got dressed in a hurry, apparently. Who does that?
I had a moment in Mykonos.
Oh, dear. What?
With an Egyptian Uber driver. Anyway.
Did you?
No, go. Let's go. This is Shawn Mendes, In My Blood. Oh. I can't believe that actually came out.
Murphy's Law, where anything can happen and usually does. Joy 94.9.
You can tell I've been off air for a while. I swear to God, I'm confusing everything today, but I had Lua Dipa in there. It's so not Lua Dipa.
Not Lua
Dipa. And IDGAF. I can't even say what that says. It's Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa. But we've got some really good stuff coming up this afternoon. Anna Murphy's whipped off for a little toilet break, people, and that's why we're sort of having a chat amongst ourselves. It's been good while you and I are on.
Well, she's certainly taken longer than 4.22 seconds, hasn't she?
Absolutely.
It's that time again. We're heading back out to the roads. Is everyone excited? The Calder Freeway outbound, easy and sleazy. That's 7 minutes. Eastern outbound, not quite Usain Bolt, but pretty bloody quick at 16 minutes. Monash outbound, there is no information. Make it up yourselves. Princes Freeway outbound has had far too many pistachios at 18 minutes, if you know what I mean. It's getting a little clogged up. And Westgate Freeway is like tweezering nasal hairs. Slightly enjoyable, but really actually irritating. That's at 15 minutes.
Can I bring to your attention that last week I failed in this challenge, but now, guess what, people? I have a poo story.
Ooh, poo.
in the biggest bunch of delinquents ever that I have to work with on this show. It's just crazy.
Oh.
I'm going to take you to Michigan.
Oh, there's
Detroit, actually. And
Detroit!
There's a zoo there. Now, some visitors to this Detroit zoo will soon be able to add animal droppings to their souvenir list.
What?
That's right. Free buckets of 5 pounds of animal manure, dubbed Detroit Zoo Poo, will be handed out as part of the zoo's Green Fest celebrations. Buckets will be available to the first 1,000 visitors to the zoo's anaerobic digest educational display. Now, all I can think of is some dude in their marketing department goes, oh, you know, what can we give away this summer for the kids' holiday? We got Mars bars? Nah, haven't got any of those. What about stickers? Nah, we've got shit. We've got piles and piles of it. Let's give it away and sell it off as this Greenpeace Day or whatever it is.
But what do you do with it once you take it home?
You put it in a garden.
Oh.
Oh. Ooh.
Ooh.
Hey, Smurfy.
Yes.
Need to be better informed? Joy has you covered.
Oh.
God, we have been off for a year.
I can't believe that I sounded like a puppy. I just went.
My schnauzer's more talented than you.
Well,
we were going to go the angle of what is dirty on your computer, but then it got all sleazy and stuff.
Then we thought
we'd shut the station down.
Not
with God, these listeners.
We're a community radio.
All we get is Pornhub. So we decided to go with...
Your computer.
Not your computer.
We decided to go with what other things are dirty in your house?
Yeah. She's got a dirty computer. What have you got?
Dirty undies.
I've got dirty floors.
I've got dirty floors.
Anna Murphy said something interesting earlier on today when we were sort of looking at the music. And yeah, I know. I thought that too. Oh, that's why I brought it up.
What was it?
Well, you said, well, there she is. Good old Carly Rae Jepsen had that one hit that made her rich and she never have to work for the rest of her life. So then she can just produce really shit music after that. Oh. I don't think that was bad. I think that was a really good song.
I don't know. I like that. I don't know whether you, when you say Anna Murphy said something really interesting, then you need to out me as being just a total mole. I think my point about that, can I just in defence of myself.
I knew she was going to go on. We haven't got time for it.
No, I just want to say, like,
we're running with a really strict timeline.
First song is Call Me Maybe. It's done. It's over. You don't need to worry anymore.
It's like just Paula produce Carcass, whatever boom, you want. Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. You just got to tell us what else is dirty in your house.
What's dirty in your house?
Chris has sent through my boyfriend.
Oh.
Oh, you dirty little sucker. Oh, I have another one. Sorry. And Simon said, my mind, 24/7.
Oh, God. Sarah said, I have dirty socks. Johnny said, my bathroom, it's filthy. Sandro has said, all my work clothes. Yeah, I've got that problem today too.
And we had this message came through and it says, Anna Murphy.
Tim Wright, you do not have dirty
That's
floors.
Tim, our producer, by the way.
Because someone cleans them and it's not you.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Oh, we didn't know it was your anniversary.
You guys.
How many years?
18 years.
Wow.
18
Hang on,
years.
Knock me over.
Yep. Can you do a little,
can
like,
you do yourself a clap?
Give yourself a clap.
Oh, you need that. 18 years, you get less for murder.
Happy anniversary to Trevor and yourself.
You're like a gay success story.
Oh, calm yourself. he does clean the floors. He's very good.
Oh, good on you. Happy anniversary, boys.
That's right, kids. It's that time again. Are we all excited? I am. Calder Freeway outbound, Speedy Gonzales at 7 minutes. Eastern outbound, quick, lickety split at 13 minutes. There's still no information on the Monash outbound, but the Princess Freeway is like a report card full of C's at 18 minutes. Very average indeed. The Westgate outbound is like a rocket shooting to the stars right now at 14 minutes.
You are a barking lunatic.
That
Do you know
nice
Sarah
one.
C is a local Melbourne singer? She's one of the best singers on earth.
Do you want to work your computer?
Sorry about that. I was really passionate about that. Nearly lost the computer.
Well,
but
that's good.
Yeah, she's amazing. She's quite amazing. Been at a couple of my gigs and just rocks the house. She's good. Check her out for local gigs around town.
Would we know her from anything else?
Nope.
Great.
You know, she's done some stuff. She's a really good vocal house singer. Right. But she does lots of gigs around town. Check it out. Now, Anna Murphy, you had something. You were going to talk about.
Meghan
Markle.
I'm obsessed. I'm sorry, but obsessed with the royal wedding. As most people who know me know that I love a royal. I love me a royal wedding. I am struggling a little bit with Meghan Markle's family.
Why?
I think they're all a little bit attention-seeky.
Oh,
they're
not really... Now, if you were about to marry a prince, and particularly Harry, I would be shouting for the rooftops that I'm your brother.
Yeah,
and
good point.
Yeah, giving all the inside stories about how you were when you're growing up, all that kind of stuff.
Well, I got a bit annoyed because apparently her mum is catching up with Oprah.
Why?
But... fair enough. They're going to actually discuss all of the racial abuse that her daughter suffered since. What do you mean? What do I mean?
Well, what do you mean? What do you mean by that? I haven't read the story, so what do you mean by?
Well, ever since Meghan's come on the scene, there's just been all this vile racial taunts.
Is she part African American? No, I'm
only
asking.
Where have you been?
I didn't know. I don't know. I don't know a lot about her.
Like, I actually.
Are you serious?
I'm so annoyed. I'm actually frightened by how stupid you are. Do you not read anything?
I just thought she had a really good tan.
Oh.
Hollywood tan.
My.
Really? I thought she would. Yeah, really? Is there an Uma?
My pa can't see. Moses can't set a fight with the chainsaw.
Oh, here we go.
Yes.
Sorry. I didn't know.
She's part African-American.
I was just happy that she's a beautiful princess.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, that's true.
Nice. And she does always have a glowing skin.
She's glowing.
No, but this. I don't even know where to go with that.
I'm sorry.
I don't know where to go.
I don't know how to... So what's happening? She's getting an interview.
Can I just say, Oprah's doing an interview with Meghan Markle's mum. Fine. Oprah's Oprah. Who said Gayle King could do any interviewing? Like,
I love
Oprah's
Gayle,
best friend.
No, I like Gayle.
Oh, she's dreadful.
No, she's not.
Oh, she did this big
Oprah's
thing
Oprah's girlfriend.
Megan's... Oh, she did this thing on... Anyway.
What happened? What's his old bugger lug? Stanley.
Stedman.
Stedman.
He's still there. Steadfast.
All right.
Steadfast.
Right.
Yeah. quite tragic.
This break went really well.
It's always about 6:15 we just lose the wheels, don't we? You know when we used to do breakfast for all those years and no one in the station would come near us because we didn't see each other, anyone. For like 9 o'clock, we were out of here, didn't see anyone. It was like we were lepers.
We just had the most...
It was like no one wanted to come near us.
Yes.
On drive, people just flood through the doors.
They do.
And they're happy.
We had the most beautiful people walk through the door.
Daniel and Gina just came in and they introduced themselves and they're part of a show called Outtakes and they bought us biscuits.
And Daniel, your biscuits are amazing.
Oh, he was complaining there was too much flour.
No, I can't stop eating it. It's bad. I was starting my goodness today.
Come on, I wish we did 5 drives a week.
I've met more people in the 5 weeks that we've been in the whole 6 years.
Peter wanted to send a really happy love tune to Emily. We're not too sure whether he got the right station. I think he might be thinking it's love songs. Love songs and dedications from the love god.
But we're going to oblige because why not?
Here it is. Here's Buttercup on Joy.
Love this song.
Oh, how could you not be happy? I've got a biscuit. You check out our Facebook page at Murphy's Law Radio Show and you'll see that. We've
You're
done a little.
See how high on this sugar we are.
Yeah, that.
Daniel, I don't know.
What did you put
you
in those cookies?
You might have put too much flour in, but you certainly put a lot of sugar in there. That
bloody
was beautiful.
Hash in there, no,
it was
the way white, we were dancing.
White chocolate. Ooh,
oh, dear.
Heavens.
We are high on sugar.
Oh, so high.
Wow.
You thought I was bad as I had it beforehand. I have gone next level.
Daniel, cray cray. I want to be on their show. Can you imagine if you did that every day?
They're all out there trying to make me bring the whole box of them back in here. I'm like, no.
Forget it. Anyway, it's time for Last Man Standing. Ding, ding.
Oh, dear.
This is where we just, you know, basically it's a bit of a challenge between Anna and I.
I won last week.
We've only played it 1 week since we've been back. It's one love. Anna Murphy,
one
you're
love.
Up. Yep.
All right, okay. You ready to go?
Should you start this
Okay,
time?
So as Carrie of a Champ, you will be kicking off tonight, Anna.
God,
today's topic is things you eat with a spoon.
Soup.
Rice.
Spaghetti.
Cauliflower.
Hang on.
I'm sorry. What do you mean?
You do.
I mash my cauliflower and eat it with a spoon.
I'm concerned.
Oh, my God. Where's the...
No.
Where's the umpire?
Here, right here.
Oh,
right.
I'm
actually taking it back to rice. I don't think
when
you eat rice
mash
with a spoon.
When you mash it, you can mash it with rice with a spoon. If I don't have any chopsticks or a fork, what am I going to eat it with? A spoon.
You don't generally eat.
Wow.
Absolutely not.
No, I'm not playing this crap anymore.
Murphy's Law on Joy 94.9.
Upbeat this week. We have some. We all have things on this week. Anna Murphy.
I'm receiving my new couch.
Oh, that's fabulous!
That I bought in a quandary. Very.
When
quickly.
Are you going to christen it?
Oh God! Not with me banging my gammy gum
with her mouth
and everything
sore.
Else. With
your sore knees.
My sore
and your
knees. Oh God! No. Anyway, that
rules out a few techniques, doesn't it?
It certainly does. I'd need to be airlifted in.
Oh dear!
And it's nil by mouth.
God. Tim, what are you doing this week?
Well, I've got a birthday this week.
Oh, is it your birthday?
My birthday.
Oh,
happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Tim. Happy birthday to you.
Hit it off.
Hit me ring. Hit me ring.
Well, thanks, guys.
That's all right.
What about you, John?
I'm going to see Hillary Clinton on Friday night in Sydney.
Oh, wow.
So I trumped you both, didn't I?
Oh, I think she was trumped. Wasn't
absolutely.
She?
But, yeah, that should be good. And the funny thing about it is she's actually a DJ that I hire for my events works for Hillary.
Oh.
So he's...
Is she going to spin some tunes?
No, he gave her his podcast for my event, right? He actually gave it to her because she wanted some training music.
Oh.
So, yeah, there you go.
Oh,
yeah.
6 degrees. Look
yeah.
at you go.
Yeah. Well, there it is. So, okay. Yeah, I'll give you all the goss next Monday when we're back.
Ooh, can't wait.
It's going to be an exciting week. Or have a great time.
Murphy's Law. One listen and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.